Writing Home, Episode 14.
Hi, John. How are things with you? I hope the family are all well. I'm feeling a bit happier than the last time we spoke. I had dinner the other day with Robert, the man who's learning Portuguese with Milton. He's really nice. We talked about my problems at work, and he gave me some good advice, although I didn't really want to hear it at the time. I have to say more at work. I have to speak in meetings, and I have to tell people when they do or say things I don't like. You probably don't believe me, your bossy friend, but it's very difficult for me to do that. But I decided I was going to do something.
So, I'll get that new design job finished by the end of the day, so I'll be ready to start on the programming first thing tomorrow. Steve?
Okay. Great. 2 days should be enough to get that done. Get one of the other guys in the team to have a look at it tomorrow evening.
Steve.
Yeah, mate?
When you said one of the other guys, then did you mean the men in the team, or are you including me too?
I meant everybody in the team. Why?
Because when you say the guys, like that, it sounds like you mean the men and not me.
No, I mean all of you. I say the guys when I mean everybody. Now...
But Steve...
Yeah, me?
I'm the only woman in the team, and if you keep calling us the guys, I feel like I don't have a place.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it isn't only me. All the guys. I mean, everybody uses the guys all the time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Everyone does. Do you think we could all say something else? Like, everybody, for example. Or people. The people in our team.
Well, yes, I suppose so. But it isn't easy to change. Leave it with me for a while, May. Let me think about it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. I said something. So now we'll have to see if anything changes. No more the guys in your team. And to change the subject, I have to tell you about Paul Milton. I was at home yesterday evening. Hello?
Hello. Do you know anything about Mr. Milton de Silva?
Yes, Milton. He lives over there in their flat, 4B. This is 4A.
Yeah, I know. I've got 4B on the paper, but there's no answer. I came here yesterday too.
Yes, he's away. He's in Belfast, filming.
Well, good for him. But his parcel will be going back to France tomorrow, unless you can sign for it. Can I leave it here?
Well, what is it?
No idea. It's heavy, though.
Who is it from?
It just says Carolina.
Oh, that's his friend, Carolina. She has the flat downstairs. Okay, I'll take the parcel. Where do I sign? Milton talks a lot about Carolina. He met her at university in Newcastle. She used to live downstairs, but she went to France to visit another friend. A woman who's just had a baby, I think. So I sent Milton a message to say this heavy parcel had arrived, and should I send it to him in Belfast or keep it here? And he sent me a message back saying that I should keep it here because his mother is very ill, and he has to go to see her in the States as soon as he can. So Milton will be back here at the end of next week to get his things organized, and then he will go to America. His mother must be very ill. Poor Milton. He was really enjoying himself in Belfast. So, John, I was thinking that my problems at work are very small. My family is happy and healthy, and my friends too. And that's the most important thing.
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.